Alabama's teachers could get another pay raise under the proposed education budget the Senate passed this week, and members of the House overwhelmingly approved a strict abortion ban. The bill makes it a felony to perform an abortion at any stage of pregnancy. There are no exceptions for rape or incest. For more on that, WBHM's Gigi Duban spoke with Don Daly, host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal.
Those who support the abortion ban say they want to force a legal challenge of the issue. They want to follow the leads of some other states, which have taken similar approaches and almost total abortion bans to force legal challenges. They hope this goes all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court and ultimately forces a review of the Roe v. Wade decision, which legalized the procedure in the first place back in the 1970s.
I understand this debate was very contentious. You had Democrats walking off the floor before the vote. There were protests from abortion rights activists. Describe what it was like there.
Democrats were very upset with the issue at hand on a number of fronts. They want to protect a woman's right to choose. They also brought up the cost of the legal challenge that the abortion ban sponsors are pushing for, saying it would pose unnecessary financial burden on the taxpayers to have to again, foot the bill for defending a bill that they know is unconstitutional. And then there was the issue about not accepting any amendments. Democrats had pushed for amendments to include exceptions under the ban for rape and incest, and neither one of those passed. So the debate was contentious. There were those in the gallery even who were against the bill that actually threw paint on the gallery window at one point. During the debate, I think they tried to paint the word dumb, D-U-M-B, on the gallery window and were ultimately escorted out by security.
And now the bill moves on to the Senate. Do we have a sense as to how the bill will be received there?
Well, I've talked on the show with Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh of Anniston, and he has said that he expects the Senate to take up the abortion bill as early as next week. It'll go to Senate Judiciary Committee and then probably ultimately to the Senate floor on Thursday. Senator Marsh has expressed some reservations about how restrictive the bill is. He has said that he thinks that there ought to be some exceptions for rape or incest in the bill, and he thinks that there are others in the Senate who will agree with him. So the version that that may end up coming out of the Senate may be amended to include those exceptions.
Moving on, state lawmakers passed the biggest education budget in Alabama history. Senators passed a $7.1 billion spending plan for the Education Trust Fund in fiscal 2020. So, Don, tell us what is in this education spending plan.
It is a record budget, and it includes a lot more money for a lot of different things. Probably the big headline maker out of all of this is a teacher pay raise, a 4% teacher pay raise, but there is more money for other things, like, say, for broadband service. One of the goals of more money for broadband on the education budget is to make sure that every school in the state is wired for high-speed internet service and that every school in the state can also offer 24/7 Wi-Fi connectivity. Because for a lot of these kids who have to depend on Wi-Fi in rural areas to do their homework, they might not have that service at their home, but say they could drive up to the parking lot of the school at any time of day and be able to connect to Wi-Fi and do their homework. These are legitimate concerns, and this is where a lot of that new broadband money will go for. There's also more money for things like transportation, more money for English language classes in a lot of those school systems that have a lot of non-English speakers in the student population. A lot of money in the education budget this year, and a lot of it being divvied out.
Don, how is it that the Education Trust Fund is doing so well?
Well, it's thanks to a tremendous growth in the revenue streams that flow into the education budget. We ended the fiscal year last year with about $400 million extra dollars in the Education Trust Fund budget. And again, that's thanks to a healthy economy and healthy sales taxes and other revenues that flow into the education budget. Officials are trying to be conservative in their spending. You know, we want to save during good years so that we can be prepared to deal with the off years, which they say are sure to come. It's a great wave we're riding right now, but the off years will return, they say.
That was Don Daly, host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal, speaking with WBHM's Gigi Duban. You can hear a wrap-up of the week's legislative news most Fridays during the legislative session.